Bonjour à toutes et tous, le Solitaire Social Club vous ouvre ses portes sur Radio Campus. I'm drunk at night, quill, wanting to kill. Even if it's God's will, I just can't chill. I try to be normal, I'm too ill. It's hard to stay in my skin, real spill. Two crosses both bleed from the world's greed. Truck mounted up, SG shield. Read the creed, it is sweet, please excuse me. Maybe I'm what you wanna be, maybe you're not as fine as me. I gained weight and lost hair off this damn stress. Man, fuck being depressed, asbestos. I don't like people, I don't like people. I don't like people, I really don't like people. I don't like people, I don't like people. I don't like people, I really don't like people. I don't like people. I don't like people, I really don't like people. First is the part where it gets worse. Hidden where it hurts, I suffer from worse. Cell phone rings, they want in, we can't all win. Give everything to my everything. Let's make this thing more interesting. Red light moments, we go and still going. Live for the thrill of the moment. Fast forward, who are they? I don't know. I'm sit on the throne and it's frozen. My energy, my everything. I don't like people, what I gotta talk to you for? I don't leave the house, stay in my crib like a newborn. I don't like people, but people seem to like me. Approach me with respect if you talk, talk to me nicely. Me and Blake crashing up the gig, can't be put in a box. Coke up in my socks, 10 years later still can't care enough. We called all the shots, called you bluff, you wanted way too much. Don't care what you got, put this weight to our names like we're jocks. Go light on the ice, heavy crown, torch held up high. I'ma make you hurt, Blade say he make you bleed. Green opiate leaves in my cup, now my night's fucked up. I'ma make you hurt, Blade make you bleed. I never like people unless it is my family. If you see me out, don't talk or don't approach me. Le Solitaire Social Club est actuellement fermé. Vous avez la possibilité de laisser un message vocal.
Oui, c'est moi. En fait, je suis parti en vacances. Voilà, je suis sur la route. Alors du coup, je me suis fait une compile et j'ai laissé un CDR sur le petit meuble à l'entrée. Voilà, donc si vous pouvez le passer. Ok, bah, c'est tout.
Solitaire Social Club.
I love you. I love you.
Écoutez Radio Campus, et c'est le solitaire. Social. Club.
Stepping out the door, one thing in my thoughts. 944 in shorts, foot to the floor, hit the roar of the sports exhaust. Mitchell in pilot sports, seeing Big Betty in the tiny shorts. Like core, have me stiff as a corpse. Licking lipstick, same colour as tomato sauce. Hope she ain't saw what I saw. See, I clocked at the hair and the nails all false, though I still wanna be, of course. I get the hors d'oeuvres in the main course with this discourse. I ain't got a use force. Man, I'm balling, me soon touch Forbes. Park in the Porsche, my Jordan force. Broads get a bump down on fraud, get caught. I'm recovering jail abroad. Niggas still poor, pretending important, standing in rentals that ain't insured. Yeah, stepped in the party, red, bare pop stars keep asking for care. Racist shit should offend me, except, well, I had a little bit as I recollect. Singer telling stories, getting upset, but all the time she was pressured for sex. Yeah, she didn't know that to find success, she'd have to blow as many record execs. I backed off, yeah, didn't want to press. Imagine my shock as she bears her breasts. Almost felt bad watching her undress, spat in her mouth as per her request. Who am I to question this mess? Party was weird anyway, so I left. Opened each door, don't know what to expect. Found man in a pool face down there.
Yeah. You make me feel like I am young again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am fun again. However far away, I will always love you. However long I stay, I will always love you. Whatever words I say, I will always love you. I will always love you.
Social Club. We'll be right back. typing my symptoms into an online symptom checker. From my window, all I see is the monolith that is the steelworks. A colossal arrangement of pipelines, scaffolding and steam, larger than the village I live in. Its structure is so large that it nearly blocks the view of the sea beyond it. The network of chrome pipes glinting in the sunlight almost holds a beauty for me, were it not for the steelworks being the very reason I find myself resorting to inputting symptoms into self-help websites daily. At night, the furore of the flare stack casts a dim glow across the textured wallpaper that lines my room. I know that the flame is there to burn off the plant's excess gases, a relief for built-up pressure. But when I watch the light dance through the lace curtains, I'm reminded of the millions of microscopic airborne particles it spews out as it burns. Benzanthracene, dibenzanthracene, benzofluoranthine, benzopyrene and, I've done my research, indenopyrene, all showering over me, and small enough to burrow into anywhere my body stores fat. Which, among these particles, will set in motion the chain of events culminating in the mutation of a cell within my body, ultimately forming the cancer that will end my life. Most days, it's the persistent cough that plays on my mind. I inhale on a Mary Bull Ice Lost Mary and exhale the benefit of the doubt. The particles I choose to inhale are less harmful than the particles I don't. Other days it can be a headache, pain in my abdomen, or even fatigue. Mayo Clinic doesn't include cancer in its list of diseases, but it's the second result on NHS Inform. I click on NHS Inform, blow a puff of Red Bull flavoured vapour into my laptop, and type my ailments into the search bar. All roads lead to cancer, if you know how to Google them right. Typing my symptoms into an online symptom checker, and at the same time, verily, I do kneel, waist-deep in yon swamp, ensconced in duckweed, with mine eyes affixed on siblings. My sister, 3 years my elder, hath just given me the signal, a combination of clicks with her tongue to seek immediate cover. I can discern by the urgency in her gaze that we are engaged in neither sport nor rehearsal. I can discern this by the manner in which she yanked my brother to the ground, a white-knuckled grip around his day pack. I doth dim the light of mine lantern and divert mine focus to the croon of the swamp. The syncopation of frog call and cicada is overwhelming, and awash with the rhythm of wind through mangrove leaves. Yet, crucially, I am listening for a harrowing, reverberant drone, the trumpeting I've been conditioned to dread since my very birth. Mine elder sibling, her senses more keenly attuned to the sound, must have already sensed it. We tarry. Presently the air is filled with a weight that doth shake the organs within me. The water around my waist begins to vibrate and refract. The droning sound riseth, as if from the centre of the earth, silencing the frog call, growing louder and louder. Mine own brother, still clasped firmly by sister, is frozen in lodging, gazing with wide eyes towards the heavens. Neither he nor I ever did behold the thrum manifest. I behold it mirrored in the eyes of my brother, ere I witness it myself. Beams of light of the most brilliant green do pierce the overcloud skies. Each perforation addeth a note to the sinister, unceasing, droning chord. watch in awe, now neck deep amidst vegetation and swamp, as the shafts of light populate the landscape before me, standing equidistant like spears thrust into the earth. All the while, the trumpeting from the heavens doth grow louder. The radiant spears commence to shift slowly across the swamp, scanning the terrain. I fret for the horses hitched by our camp, having heard tales of how the Thrum's shafts would layeth waste any living creature that comes in its path. There I stand, still as a dormouse, beholding the beams while they scrutinize every corner of the swamp in search of something they may bringeth to naught. Pillars of light are edging ever closer to myself and my siblings, who dare not move lest the shift in our bodies giveth us away. One of the shafts passes within inches of our position, and I feel mine senses dull, the inside of my mouth filled with the taste of ash. The blue hues of the night turn a desolate grey, and I no longer feel the clamour of fear inside me. In truth, for a moment, I care not whether the beam envelops me at all.
C'est le solitaire.
C'est le solitaire. C'est le
social.
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 Club.
Social.
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 Saturday, 3rd December. Waxing moon. Gibbous phase. Moon filled more than 50%. Not quite yet a full moon. Time of completion. Thinking of the future. Closing cycles. Replenishing. Tasks. In between each task, a pause. First task. Give each other heat, care, kindness. Find a partner. Attach your back to their back. Explore weight, surface, hardness or softness. But mostly, rub back to back each other's back until the heat on the spine rises. Your partner's hands, you can, if they wear gloves, take off the gloves. Then, like a parent to a child, take the hands and blow heat in the hands. Make sure your partner is warm. If weather conditions allow and is not wet, as you are, for 1 minute maximum, lie on the floor, on the path, with your back on the hard soil or the soft soil, looking up towards the sky. You don't have to attach to it to another, just on your own. Make a wish, looking up, or allow the dimension up, the vertical dimension to open. And you can all sing a song, or a prayer, or something. Game or something, sounds, anything that one of you initiates, or be in 1 minute silence dedicated to an absence. Enjoy your evening.
I awake covered in sweat to the sound of my alarm. The familiar smell, one of smoke and static, fills my nostrils. I fell asleep with the window open again. Most mornings, I involuntarily perform the same ritual, whereby I'm aware of the disquiet about my health as more of an abstract thing, something that's out of focus. I use the minutes that I spend lying on my mattress to pull whatever that worry is back into view, so I know what I will fixate on for that day. Like I mentioned, I don't do this willingly. It's merely a necessity I have to perform. Because my window is open all night, with an untold number of particles and heavy metals streaming through it, it's only natural that I've woken up with my breath laboured, a sure sign of something terminal making its way through my system. I have a doctor's appointment I need to get to, so I dress myself, make my way through the rows of betting shops and mobility scooter showrooms that make up the high street, and head to the surgery. The GP's waiting room feels like an extension of my consciousness. I measure time in increments between appointments or calls to 111. And this area of the surgery, a non-place decorated in magnolia and fluorescence, leads up to the reset point in which my doctor will confirm or deny my fate. I shift in my seat to ensure the pain in my lungs is still there. If I breathe in and tense my core muscles, bending forward slightly, I can still feel it. My doctor has grown accustomed to our meetings. He performs some perfunctory examinations. The wooden tongue depressor, the stethoscope on my back, a device in my ears. I begin to tell him about sleeping with my window open, and he reminds me that we only have 10 minutes, and if something else is bothering me, I should book a separate appointment. I've forgotten what I've come in for. He sends me home with the promise of some blood tests, and the cycle restarts.
Sure.